Blog Talk Radio.
Veronica of Naked Departure Radio, and this show today is being brought to you by questions sent into Naked Departure. We have blogged a little bit about this on our platforms, but someone wanted me to go on radio and speak to you concerning their concerns. It was more than one blogger. So what we are talking about today is Mia Motley and her latest picks for foreign envoys. I'm sure that anyone who's following Barbadian politics or Barbados politics would have seen that there were picks for people were picked to go overseas out of Barbados to pick on foreign jobs. And the bloggers out of Barbados are saying that Barbadians need to pay close attention to some of the appointments being made by the Mia Motley-led government. And they're saying that they're seeing a lot of shady persons being appointed to key positions. Now, you will know that shady people have money. And you know that to run a political campaign, it takes a lot of money. So when Mia Motley is turning her gaze back to these people and giving them jobs and positions abroad, it's a payback from Naked Departure's vantage point. It's a payback. Now, the bloggers are saying questions should be asked about the suitability of Charles Morris to be High Commissioner in London, and they're saying that he is unmannerly, uncouth, and someone else said to me that he is actually not a nice person. He has a foul mouth, and he is a hothead. He flies off at the simplest things. So we have someone who probably needs a psychological profile before you send him out of Barbados. But that's what we're hearing. And then there are two crooks, they say. This is all alleged. Two crooks in the persons of Mackie Holder and Neville Greenidge. Now, didn't give me any information on that initial blog about these two characters, but someone read it and sent in more information on those two particular people. They're saying that Mackie Holder was fired by Owen Arthur. He was a past Prime Minister of Barbados for stealing. Okay? He was Owen Arthur's personal assistant, and Owen Arthur got rid of him for stealing. But now, all of a sudden, he's Consulate General to New York. That's what they said. And the Neville Greenidge guy, he was a former police officer who got chased out of the force for racketeering. This is all alleged. Don't know. And people are saying that Barbadians need to know or remember the history, because these are two people that should not be in Mia Motley's cabinet. Now, they go on to say, let me read. Mia Motley is giving people who already have pensions from the taxpayers more money. And they're saying, how can Mia Motley stand on her pulpit when she was out there campaigning, saying that young people need to be brought into the workforce and have a paycheck that is good enough that they can live, have some entertainment money. That's what she was saying when she was on, you know, when she was campaigning. Now, the person is saying, why can't Mia Motley give other people chances? Because here she is giving Billy Miller, who is a pensioner, earning a pension of over $8,000, having served as a parliamentary representative. Why is Billy Miller making more money on top of that? Jerome Walker was earning a pension of over $8,000. He also served as a parliamentary representative, and now he is making more money under the Mia Motley-led government. Reginald Farley was earning a pension over $8,000. Yes, and he also served as a parliamentary representative. Reverend Charles Morris, a former school teacher, spoke about him before, and a priest of the Anglican Church, earned a pension of over $6,000. Yet, all of these people were given posts with fresh money. That's the angst of what we're hearing coming out of Barbados. No one that was unemployed, no young person unemployed, got work. Well, not visible. We don't know what's going on in the background, but not visibly. And all of these people who had retired and were getting good pensions are being brought back on to fill these positions. Now, someone wants to know, what about Patrick King? Here he comes again. Here he comes again. What about Patrick King? Why doesn't Mia Motley see Patrick King as someone that she can throw a bone to? And again, we have to go back to the same sentiment. Mia Motley was supported throughout her campaign to become prime minister by these same people that she's given jobs to. It has to be. Patrick King was a voice piece, but he wasn't a financial backer. Anyone can talk. Anyone can sit before Facebook is free and talk. But these people that are in Mia Motley's camp at this moment were financial backers. So now we're hearing it's nepotism because she has family and friends. People are complaining, family and friends. So where do you go from here? That's the word on the street. Where are we going from here, hearing that Mia Motley has a cabinet full of family and friends? So this is going to be a very short show today because, like I said, I am doing this show on behalf of Walking In, and someone wanted me to go on the radio to talk about it. And they're saying it's a whole set of questionable characters, and we know that she has a woman beater in there. Everyone knows who's that woman beater. We have two people who are being accused daily of land fraud, her attorney general, and the other guy, George Cain, who they're saying is not even qualified to be working as an attorney. So there are a lot of questionable characters surrounding Mia Motley, but you also have to look and see what did these people contribute to her. They have to have something that they've given to her for them to be there. You know, so the blog, I understand that the bloggers, you know, they have their right to blog and they have their right to ask questions. But when you look at politics, it's a dirty game. It's a dirty, dirty game. And if these people are being let into the inner circle by Mia Motley, you have to assume that, you know, she likes them. They did something for her that Patrick King did not do. And when it boils down to everything, you have to watch the money. We have to wait now to see what role Peter Harris is going to have in the Mia Motley government, because we know that they were friends. So that's something that we are, everyone has an eye on that. And then the other guy, Maloney, Mark Maloney, there's a whole lot of information out there that while Mia Motley was speaking against all the contracts that he had through the prior government, she and Mark Maloney are doing just great at this point. No problem now that she is the prime minister, and, you know, she's not going to topple him in any way. You know, he was doing a lot of illegal stuff through the, right through the town and country planning, a whole lot of stuff. It seems as though Mark Maloney runs a certain part of Barbados. So now that Mia Motley is in government and people were looking to her to see how she was going to interact with these particular people, the movers and the shakers, the money tree. These are the money trees in Barbados. But nothing extreme is happening. Even the guy that owns sandals, that was, you know, everyone we were on our tippy toes waiting to hear what was going to become of Butch Stewart and, you know, the autonomy that he seems to have in Barbados. He seems to be, you know, like Jamaica with him, Barbados itself, with him doing whatever he wants to do in Barbados. So, again, she has pulled out her kid gloves and nothing much has come about with regards to what she's going to do with sandals. Yes, they say he's going to start paying entry fees, you know, fees coming into the ports. Yeah, that should have been happening before, and she's probably going to get him to pay some fees, but nothing serious. And 100 days plus now in government, 100 days plus, and people are saying that Mia Motley's team is questionable. A lot of people who have criminal backgrounds, you know, whether they go, you see, to have a criminal background in Barbados doesn't mean having spent time in jail. Most criminals in Barbados don't go to jail. You have to understand your audience. The big wigs do not go to jail in Barbados. So Mia Motley's government having criminals as part of her crew does not mean that they have records for being spending time in jail. Now, when someone has been fired for stealing or fired from a law enforcement position for racketeering, those, you know, that's neither here nor there in Barbados. All Barbadians are concerned about is, can they bring money into Barbados? Are these people going to work and bring money into Barbados? That's all the regular Bajan is concerned about. Money. Where's the money? Are we going to be making more money? So with that said, we are hearing that there are going to be at least 1,000 public workers being let off. They're going to be put on the bread line. Now, the IMF allegedly wants 4,000 to be gone. And Mia stood up and said, no, we're not going to release 4,000 public service workers. We're not going to do that. So, you know, 1,000 is slated to go, and she has 2,999 more to go, because if it's not going to be 4,000, it's probably going to be 3,999. She didn't lie. She did not fire 4,000 public sector workers. 3,999. That's what you can look forward to. And people have to realize when they're blogging, and like I said, I know that people get very emotional. People want to get some work, and we're hoping to get some positions out of all the work they did to make sure that Mia Motley got in government. But it's not a try. She has to give her benefactors. She has to give people who give her money. It's all about money. She has to give them back their money. And if they're getting a pension of $8,000 a month, now they're getting, $14,000 added on to that, it's, you know, it's a payback. So, you know, you have to take off the blinders and say just because someone is getting a pension of $8,000, they don't deserve anything more. They don't think that, because if they thought that their $8,000 pension was enough, they would not be in Mia Motley's face asking her for work or saying, remember, this is what I did to you. This, all those picnics that you had, those, what, 10,000, 15,000 people appearing at the picnic, and everyone ate, everyone was happy, everyone had bags to take home. You know, that costs money. And people are going to remind Mia Motley where that money came from. Exactly where that, whose pocket that money came out of, make sure that she can entertain, because they just need to be entertained. And she was entertaining Barbadians at picnics, and it costs money, and it needs to be repaid. So if these people were making up, were getting a pension, and they were satisfied, it wouldn't be a non-issue at this point, a non-issue. But it is an issue for people who are looking in and saying, what about us? What about us? What about the young people that you say that should have positions to get a feel of what it is to be in the workforce? What about those people? What about the people who were on the campaign trail with you? What about Patrick King, who was on radio, Facebook radio, Facebook videos, hammering, talking about all those affidavits, just pumping along? What about him? What about him? Now, bloggers are anonymous. I do not know who these bloggers are that are sending in blogs. They usually come through emails. But sometimes you can get a feel for things, and you can tell that someone is sympathetic towards Patrick King. You can tell. What about Patrick King, Mia Motley? What about Patrick King? He is suffering. He's financially broke, financially done. What about giving Patrick King a job? Something. I'm sure you can find something that he can do within your cabinet. You have the whole of Barbados there at this point. Why can't you give Patrick King, someone that was a champion, someone that heralded you, someone that spoke kindly of you throughout your whole entire campaign, almost a year, why can't you give Patrick King a job? So that's the gist of this particular blog, you know, of this particular radio show. You know, people who were not bad off are even better off now that Mia Motley got in, and that's the angst of what these bloggers are saying. Why can't she give other people a chance? And not only that, her cabinet is filled with questionable people, filled with them. And like I said, they're being blogged on daily. Dale Marshall and the other one, George Payne, daily. And we know she has a woman beater in there. Well, Mia Motley has been accused of beating women too. So, you know, they recognize each other and they can nod when they see each other. It's nothing to sweat about, nothing to complain about. So it's a whole cabinet, it seems, that have people who are questionable, and people are now, after 100 days have passed, people are beginning to wonder, what about us? What about me? I think that's what I'm seeing coming in to Naked Departure at this point. 100 days is a long time to be waiting on the sideline, and people are beginning to wonder what's going on within the Mia Motley-led cabinet. They're saying that Barbadians need to not be forgetful, to remember the history, look and see who is getting these overseas positions. There could be an embarrassment to Barbados. We see Sandra Husbands telling them not to do anything to embarrass Barbados. We kind of saw that when she was, she took a photo with them, and, you know, she was giving them a little, you know, spiel, you know, about, you know, their jobs and what Barbadians expect and blah, blah, blah. But the whole, to cut it short, she was telling them, please, whatever you do, do not embarrass us. Do not embarrass the island. We have enough shit that we have to step out of at this point than to have you go overseas and do some kind of crap they already have. As you well know, Donville Innes over there in the ankle bracelet can't go anywhere unless he's allowed to go a particular place, and everyone knows that Donville Innes is an ex-minister of government, just recently got out of government, and now he's under arrest in America. So, you know, like Sandra Husbands was saying, do not embarrass us. But they're picking people who Barbadians think are questionable and then saying, you know, just be cool when you get out of here and to do your thing. Just really be cool. We're going to give you a diplomatic passport so that will protect them on the foreign lands. They will not be able to get arrested in those foreign lands, but they can get put out of the country. You can get put out. So please don't let that happen. So this is where we are with this particular radio show. People are wondering what's going on with the nepotism and the friendships within Mia Motley's team. She is not starting off well in certain people's eyes, and I guess we will continue to blog about it. When the blogs come in, I will try to look at them, memorize what people are trying to get me to look at, and then I'll come on radio and talk about it. And so far, it's not so good. Mia Motley has a lot of people worried that if this is the start, and this is the honeymoon period, you know, in the beginning, it's just like the feeling good period. And if people are beginning to get nervous so early in the stage of her leadership, yeah, it's something that, you know, that worries people, and, you know, they have to talk about it, and they have Naked Departure to blog on, and I come on radio, so at least we can satiate some kind of worries, or, you know, sometimes because they cannot talk in Barbados, you know, that's not going to happen. So at least if I can come and be their mouthpiece, it makes them feel a little better that their worries and their concerns are being echoed throughout the radio shows and throughout our blogs. So that's it. Me and Motley's picks for foreign envoys in foreign envoys are being seen as very, very bad picks. Okay? So Sherry Veronica, Naked Departure Radio.